Well done, Sean. Lovely to be looking back at 3 points. Did it the hard way, though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's a big disappointment in terms of finding ourselves 2-0 down. Never felt we deserved that. Not after the first half showing. Can't believe it. Can't believe it going into half time that we've not got the ascendancy, not got a couple of goals. But it just highlights, doesn't it? It just highlights what the league's all about. It's about going to the 95th minute. We've done it on Tuesday night against Yeovil, and we've done it again today. I think it just, again, just highlights just what type of character we've got in the ranks, and good players as well. Kept to the plan and kept a nerve, plugged away and got 3 important goals.
There were comments that visiting or opposing keepers hadn't been tested enough. That wasn't the case today. The visiting keeper was the man of the match for them.
Yeah, probably he'll get the top marks in the papers on Monday morning if you give them right, and we'll acknowledge that he was their best player. And listen, as far as we're concerned, we're delighted with the 3 points, and it makes for a good week for us.
Gallingly, both goals for Newport came at the end of a really good spell of play from Cambridge.
Incredible, happened again on Tuesday night. On the back of some domination, positive runs of play, and to concede the way we did, it was a poorness on our behalf. Listen, it's like I keep saying, there's a lot of mistakes made at our level. There is, and I understand it, but the mistakes that we are being highlighted at the minute are costly. They're costly in goals, because I think the performances generally over the past 7 or 8 games have been good.
Certainly nothing wrong with the performance today and the persistence and character shown to come back from 2 goals.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned it on Tuesday night. We're up against a team that have, drawn and lost more games than everyone else in the league. But that's not to say that they're not coming here on a good run. They was unbeaten in 6 with new players, with a manager who knows how to succeed. And we knew there would be difficulties this afternoon. I never felt we'd win the game in this manner, mind. I always felt, that judging by the performance, it should have been a lot more convincing than that.
Now, I looked up the word talisman on my walking down here, and I'm sure it said Barry Corr in the dictionary. He gave everyone a lift when he came on at half-time.
I think he lifted the stadium, when he came on the pitch. I think I mentioned on Tuesday, we've been waiting for that talisman. Of course, we've been waiting for our goal scorer to come back, and we've had to be really patient with it. So when Barry steps onto the pitch, I think it really gave everyone a buzz this afternoon. And for him to get the first goal as well was, it just gave everyone that added incentive to get right behind us. And I thought the fans in the second half were excellent, absolutely excellent.
And it gave that belief that there was a way back into the game.
Oh, there's always belief. Can't have been in this game too long to understand that you don't stop at, 60 minutes. You carry on right to the very end, right to the very end. It's we're in a league where you can really, really go right to the very end in terms of, pushing your foot down, solely understanding what the importance of, taking all the information on board. We said get the ball wide in the second half, get good quality deliveries into the 18-yard box, and we've managed to score a few goals off that today.
You got something else you wanted today, which was goals throughout the team.
Yeah, we did. I'm pleased for Mark Roberts. Our defenders will be disappointed with the goals that we conceded today. But to get them both on the score sheet today is a massive bonus. Pleased for Mark. Pleased for him to have that foresight of... to have 2 of your goal scorers off the pitch, your 2 penalty takers as well. It's great that someone's grabbed the opportunity by the scruff of the neck and got the winner.
And a word for George Marish for guts to take that penalty at such short notice. Barry Corr got it lined up, and because blood was flowing, had to come off.
Well, blood wasn't flowing. That was the interesting part of it. Oh, okay. There was no blood shown whatsoever, so it was a strange decision to allow both of our penalty takers to be off the pitch. But listen, we've got the goal, and it was a penalty. I've just looked at the third goal there. It was a clear penalty, and the referee made the right decision.
So onwards and upwards, literally, I suppose, in terms of the league table and in terms of travelling up to Accrington soon.
Yeah, we go again, and there's loads of points to play for, and we're pleased with the week. It's been a good, profitable week in terms of points per games.
Thanks, Sean.
Well Cheers. Done.